Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Now, 25 days ago, it was April the 4th, and I made this statement that I was 99.9% sure that my son would not listen to the podcast to hear me say happy birthday. I was 100% right. He never did. If he did, he didn't say anything to his dad. However, I am equally 99.999% sure that my wife, Natasha, will hear me say on this date, April the 29th, happy birthday. Because she does listen to the podcast, and I want to relay to everyone listening. Of course, this isn't for her. I'll get to tell her in person, but just for everyone else's knowledge out there, that the love of my life has a birthday today. And I will not tell you how old that she is, but I will say this, for 2.5 brief shining weeks, she is older than me. And so we'll leave it at that, and happy birthday to my love. All right, we are in the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch from Acts chapter 8. Where the eunuch is reading from is of great importance. He's reading less specifically from the book of Isaiah. More specifically, we're about to find out where. The Spirit says to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. Verse 30. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? Great statement. Great answer. How can you unless someone guides you? You can't. However, under the new covenant, you and I as believers have the Holy Spirit. So we can be guided in this type of thing, in reading and understanding the word. So let's make that clear. He said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come and sit with him. And the place in the scripture which he read was this. Now listen to where he is reading from. And by the way, it is Isaiah chapter 53, verses 7 and 8. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent. So he opened on his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man? And this is a great question. Now, what I felt like the Lord put in my spirit a few years ago in regards to this scripture is something that I haven't heard said elsewhere. And I want to share it because I feel like it tells us something about the heart of man. Rather than looking at everybody as desperately wicked, why don't you look at everybody as desperately hungry, desperately lonely, desperately in need of the knowledge of the life of God through Jesus and how that life can transform their own life. You see, the eunuch was unable to procreate. He had been castrated as a young man. He knew that his generation was going to be cut off from the earth, because there was no way for him to ever have his own son or daughter. When he reads Isaiah 53, he reads a fantastic statement in verse 33 of Acts 8. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. Who will declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? Who will declare his generation doesn't read well to us in the English, but to a Jew. This is saying he didn't have any children. So who's going to be his child? And I think the eunuch is drawn to the story of a man who didn't get to have children, whose generation is cut off from the earth, just like the eunuch has both literally and metaphorically been cut off from the earth. And it shows me that man is looking for something to identify with. And the Ethiopian eunuch thinks he's found him. He says, is this the prophet or is this someone else? Which will open the door to the gospel message. We'll go through that door with Philip tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.